pumpernickel. Roberta stood at her breadboard, cutting dark, delicious slices. Our hearts were full, our stomachs too. "I wonder where pumpernickel comes from," she said. "From the bakery," I said. "No, silly, I mean the flour, the word," she said. "The word is a flower," I replied, heedless of the dangers of homonyms. 15 seconds later, my smartphone had the answer, for we live in an age of wonders. My face darkened. "What is it?" she said, suddenly alarmed. "Pumpernickel is a type of rye," I said. "The word comes from the German and refers to a side effect known as the flatulence of Old Nick, or Satan himself." The thought of the Lord of Hell, breaking wind, should have brought us some amusement, but instead it sobered us right up. Silently, we pictured that foul, desolate blast, sweeping the earth, searching for whom it might destroy, leveling everything in its path. Such a wind would melt you where you stood like a chocolate bar on the 4th of July. Nothing would be left but the trembling memory of pumpernickel, doomed, damned, demonic pumpernickel.